Bringing us safely to 10 minutes past 12 o'clock on an overcast day, but it's going to be a great one getting greater, as it's my pleasure to welcome a couple of students from the Wright State Film School gathering that is this sort of world-class, award-winning film maker preparation ensemble that we have right here in our Miami Valley. It's a pleasure to welcome both seniors, Mr. Christopher Blazevich. Did I say it right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes. And Kara Lynch. It is, and it's a great name, though. And Kara Lynch, thanks for coming, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
You're both a part of the Big Lens Film Festival, which is a week from Sunday. It'll be on April 30th this time around. And it's a big deal. This is sort of the end, the big hurrah.
Yeah.
This is what I have done. Yeah. Please come see. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your experience at the Wright State Film School, both of you, and how. What was the path that brought you to now? This is it. You're seniors. You graduate the day before this event. It's just pretty remarkable. And here's what you have to show. You guys seem healthy and well-rested, so it makes me think that you haven't been, like, just anxiety-riddled.
I wouldn't say well-rested
at
all.
Yeah, definitely not.
No.
Sleep is for those who haven't graduated college yet, so, you know.
No, not well-rested. Haven't been
all.
For two
yeah.
years. So.
Definitely not. But, you know, I think we've just learned to hide it well.
Yeah. Filmmaking, I mean, there's so many moving parts. It has to be a stressful enterprise, just almost on any level.
It
yeah,
is.
It's definitely not easy, but I mean, we do it because we love it, and it's just something that we have to do. So,
aww.
Yeah, 20 years from now, after I've made a bunch of films, hopefully, I will say that the hardest film that I ever made was definitely the first film that I ever made, and I'm sure that a number of people can attest to that. You just junior year, you just kind of get thrown into the intense, trying aspect of pre-production, searching for locations and
casting,
which is just either
very
so many
tedious.
Words I could use that I won't use on the radio.
'Cause you can. But,
and finishing the script and getting the money together and contracts and U-Hauls and food.
Yeah.
Lots of food. And
yeah, because
feed
know.
Your crew. Yeah, yeah, that's one thing that's so important is if your crew's working for free like they are here because we're college students and can't afford to pay our crew, you have to feed them very, very well so that they stay
exactly.
and work with
a
you.
Reason
exactly,
to
give
come
them
back.
A reason to stay.
So if you can imagine like all these moving parts, so much comes to bear on the moment that action is said. Mm-hmm. So, and I was lucky enough to sit in. They did some teaching shoots a few years back, and I was lucky enough, they were doing them here in town, to just sort of watch. Mm-hmm. And it was a miracle to behold. And that sort of, I can't remember, it wasn't action, but I can't remember what they said. The first word that everybody just suddenly
quiet on set,
and everybody, all this motion just comes to a gentle, like a feather landing, stop.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Everybody's hooked with microphones or walkie-talkies or whatever, and you say quiet for a take, and everybody doesn't move a muscle.
A muscle.
Yeah.
I had to learn that because I moved a couple muscles and
yeah,
the floor
it
creak.
Happens.
I'm like, wow, I'm in radio. You'd think I'd know better.
And it's not just that. Like, if you're in a neighborhood and someone's mowing their lawn, you have to somebody
send,
has to go ask them, can you please not mow your lawn right now?
Yeah.
Because we can, the microphones are so sensitive, they pick that up. And if you're in a house in the middle of summer, which is what we were doing, you can't have AC on and you can't have your refrigerator on.
Yeah. So we have to unplug the refrigerators, put your keys in the fridge so you remember to plug the fridge back in. We have to send.
Clever.
It's a really good trick, and because we have such wonderful people who volunteer their homes for us to shoot, and we don't want their food to go bad. So we have that, and then we have to send our ADs off to pay people to stop mowing their lawns, and got to keep the petty cash on hand for that.
There's
just
a fiver in it for you.
If you'll take 20 minutes to stop mowing your lawn, then we can make our movie.
There's so much that happens, and one of the things that I was particularly impressed with was that there's one person or more, I suppose, whose sole job is continuity.
Mm-hmm.
So what time did the clock display the last time we were doing this. And then also they photograph the actors like to make sure they had a bracelet or a ring or whatever so that can be recreated.
That is the script supervisor.
Wow.
And,
I've done that job quite a bit.
I've done it before. Hannah Blair, who is now a sophomore or junior, was the script supervisor on my film. She did a great job.
She's fabulous. So. Yeah, she's a wonderful, wonderful scripty.
Well, it's sort of like, I guess, anything that we do. Like, there's so many energies and vectors that come to bear for this moment to exist and to be. Christopher Blazevich.
Thank you.
I got it right. Because okay. I want to say Blaze, because you do have a super cool name, no question about it. Well, let's start with your film. It is Angela Darling. Let's talk about how you picked, where did the script come from? What was the genesis, the kernel of the beginning of this presentation that we'll behold a week from Sunday?
I started writing this 2 years ago, sophomore year. And during that time, when I came to Wright State, every film student, when they show you films, like a lot of non-American films, and our taste in films changes. And I started developing a taste for twisted female characters.
Hey, hi, have we met? Yeah. I like twisted female characters.
I'm a huge fan of Lars von Trier or Catherine Brea. Both of those are two great examples. And I wanted to create a story like that. And as someone who, I come from a very loving, caring family, I'm very, very appreciative and lucky. I wouldn't be who I am today without my mother, and I wanted to write a story that kind of articulates how important mothers are to us. So I created a twisted female character that is a mother who is estranged from her daughter because of her drug abuse.
And the daughters or the mothers or both?
The mothers. Mm. We'll say the mothers.
Okay. Ooh, I see. Okay.
And to try and articulate how a parent's decisions, a mother's decisions, and how if anybody gets lost in their drug addiction, they lose track of what's really important. And I never actually finished the script. Even on set, I was changing lines of dialogue, taking out lines of dialogue.
That must be harrowing. Yeah, it was. For everyone, yeah.
Because they say write what you know. Well, I don't really know anything about having a mother that's not there. So that was what was really difficult. But it was challenging, and I'm very grateful for it.
A week from Sunday, seeing this.
You'll be seeing it.
Yeah. So we have a little bit of audio here. Would you like to set that up?
I would love it. Thank you.
Hello. Can I help you?
Hi, my daughter, she's a student here, and I just need to talk to her for a few moments.
Okay, what's her name?
It's, Catherine Myers.
And your name is?
Angela Marlene.
Is Albert Myers your husband?
No, but Catherine's our daughter.
I am going to have to call Mr. Myers for permission. Your name is not on the guardian's list for Catherine, so
no,
I'm...
That's okay. That's not necessary. Can you just make sure she gets this, please?
Look, I can't help you. I would still need to call Mr. Myers.
So she's trying to sneak something. There's a sneaker right here.
Yeah. Basically, what's going on here, this is a mother who doesn't really know how to approach her daughter. She doesn't know, you know, she's not really accustomed to making the right parenting decisions, and this is a great example of that. She's going into her daughter's school to try and talk to her and rekindle with her because she knows that she's not allowed to see her, which is obviously not a good decision at all, and it turns out that way in that scene. So I just thought that would be maybe a clever, original way of articulating to an audience how the kind of relationship that Angela, the protagonist, has with her daughter.
Just one of many. Do you know, I'm looking here, I don't see, how many seniors will have their works presented here on the 30th at
there
the Crane?
Seven films.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's 11 of us in the class, but like in my case, I didn't write and direct a film. I produced two films. So we have a couple people in the class, including myself, who were producers or who were cinematographers instead of writing and directing films. So we have seven short films that will be there.
So the notion of production, I mean, certainly I know I'm more familiar with it in terms of when someone who produces a mm-hmm. record, but to produce a film, probably there's a lot of play in the collection of definitions of what that is. It's I imagine it's sort of overseeing.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, the producer just knows everything that's going on at all times. Like, that was my job, was to know everything. And it was really difficult because I was producing two films. So I had to know everything that was going on at all times with both films. I had a very, very thick binder with a lot of schedules. And I needed to know everything that was happening, because if I didn't, then who else is going to know, you know?
So do you see yourself making film one day, or is this what you like?
I'm very, very passionate about production design. That is my number one thing that I want to be doing with my life. And I have production designed. I'm doing production design two short films right now for my senior thesis. Producing is very, very difficult, and it's kind of like the business side that no one else wants to do. So for me to have wanted to production or to produce two films, I wanted to make sure that I was really passionate about the scripts, because if you don't like the scripts, you're gonna hate what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I picked two scripts that I thought were absolutely phenomenal. Sean Mangan and Eric Dickey wrote two amazing films, and I immediately wanted to hop on board with both of those. So, yeah.
We're in studio live with two of the students whose work and energies will be featured this coming April 30th. That's a week from Sunday. It's at the Green this time around. There's the projection capability that they have there is mm-hmm. notable.
Yeah, we're doing some different things with production this year.
Yeah, we're doing a brand new kind of formatting this year. Normally, with Big Lens, you have the seniors and you have a professor and you all work tirelessly together to bring Big Lens together. This year, we worked with Steve Bognar, who you know. Mm-hmm. Last year, it was our lovely production professor and screenwriting professor, Chinoyo Chukwu. But this year, we've had to use someone else to help us get this DCP format, which apparently is sweeping all the theaters. It's like a high-tech digital. I'm not really good with technology. I don't know what that means. But we've had to add this other aspect to get this high-quality digital media to project onto the screen now. Wow. And Lindsay Martin, our new professor this year, has done a wonderful job in helping us out with that.
Lindsay is fabulous, and we love her so much.
Well, it is a remarkable school that we have over there when we mm-hmm. think of the caliber
yeah.
of talent that has come yeah. through there. And what I am struck by also, you may not know this, but one of our recent Miller Fellows, sort of interns, Antioch College students, Kijin Higashibaba, got a job. She works with Wait, We Don't Tell Me up in Chicago now, a radio program that's comedy-based. And she went up there to do that, and one of the first pictures that she sent back to us of her on her new work site was her sitting around a table with Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God.
Who
oh, yeah.
was
yeah.
going to guest host the show.
Mm-hmm. I got to do that, too.
Yes, yeah, so
we all
did. We both got to do that.
Because the Tom Hanks Center for Motion Pictures mm-hmm. is now housed at Rice State University.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is this wonderful cosmic connection we have to Tom Hanks, and why does he love us? And thank goodness he does.
Yeah, well, his producing partner, Eric Bork, am I saying his name correctly? Eric Bork.
Yeah.
So he went to Wright State, and he produced Band of Brothers with Tom Hanks. And so Eric reached out to Tom and was like, hey, would you mind, like, being a part of Wright State, like being part of this wonderful film
our
program.
Our patron, our benefactor.
Yeah. yeah.
And before he was famous, he was very involved in the theater,
mm-hmm.
and he did a production, he actually performed at Wright State.
In Tom Hanks did.
1975 yeah. or something
what?
Like that.
With he was now the artistic director of the Theater, Dance, and Motion Pictures, Stuart McDowell.
Oh, so they I know.
They
lovely
are,
human.
They're friends, yeah.
yeah
and Aww. You can't miss it if you come on the campus. It's the only blue building on the entire
yeah,
campus.
It's so. Really in, really good for directions. Is you can just tell yeah. people, go to the blue building.
It's easy to find.
Can't miss it. Like,
We're in studio with Kara Lynch and Christopher Blazevich. Did I get it? Yes.
That's right. I
three
think that's
times
two or three
now.
In a row.
Three in a row. both of them graduating seniors this year. And I love that you will have graduated the day before, and
yeah.
then this great, yeah. here is what I did.
It's going to be a great relief.
Kara, of the two pictures that you produced, we have a couple mm-hmm. of audio. The first one's from Bucket. Would you like to set that up for us?
Yeah, Bucket is a wonderful dark comedy, I think would be the appropriate genre to put it under. It's just a really, really fun film.
Let's hear it. This is audio from Bucket, one of the two films produced this year, featured at Big Lens Film Festival, a week from Sunday at the Green. Here it is.
Hello.
Can I help you?
Hi, my daughter, she is a student here, and I just need to talk to her for a few moments.
Let me go
okay,
ahead and cue that up
name?
To the proper track, Son. Which would be track two, and this will be from the movie Bucket.
Danny! Why is the door locked?
Just a minute!
Why was your door locked? Danny?
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
What is happening with you?
Nothing. I'm fine. It's all fine.
Doesn't sound like it is. There's something in her voice that makes me think it's not all fine.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't all fine, but I don't want to give anything away.
So that is one of them, one of the two films produced by our guest today, Kara Lynch, a graduating senior at the Wright State Film School. And we have another piece of audio here. He didn't even leave a note. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. I love that as a title.
Yeah, it's an interesting title. It's a very interesting film, experimental short film written and directed by Eric Dickey. And yeah.
Let's hear a little of that. Like the music there, that's another aspect. Not only do you have to cast and write, but then this all has to be set to soundtrack. Is there a specialty track at the film school for soundtrack?
No, not as of right now. For Leave a Note, Eric actually did a lot of the sound design himself. Nice. He's very talented in that way, and he just sat down at a computer and just cranked it out, and it sounded fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
A gift. So, Foley artists, is there...
We do a lot of that ourselves.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you have a room with all these...
No.
No!
Basically, you can go onto a website or something and get sound effects, but I think that the best way to do it is just to get a good recorder and go out in the real world and get the actual real sounds.
Mm-hmm. We do have audio recording booths at Wright State. We have our Tom Hanks Motion Picture Center has a fantastic facility for all kinds of things, and we do have some great audio recording technology. Well,
what about like the footsteps, you know, how when they're walking and someone's doing the...
That's not fun to do.
Yeah, it's not
match
easy,
it with
but,
the feet,
you know.
Obviously.
And you must have to watch it over and over and over, right?
Over and over, over and over again.
You get the rhythm.
Get the timing right, the editing, and yeah.
4 in the morning, still watching the same clips.
Mm-hmm. You guys really do look healthy. Yeah. I'm
gratified.
Thank you. At how healthy
that,
you
that
seem.
That comforts me.
Yeah. It's the Big Lens Film Festival. The something like, is it 23rd annual? What did I see? I saw
25th, I believe.
25th annual.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's an opportunity to sort of say, I made this. Mm-hmm. Come and see.
Yeah.
It's at the Green this time around. It'll be a week from Sunday. But we were just talking during the clip that. With the seniors and family, I mean, that's gonna pack in. I don't think you're gonna have a empty seat in the house.
Hoping not. No, I mean, especially because it's at the Green. It's at a wonderful location. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that'll bring some people in
as well. So if you'd like to find out more, the best thing to do right now is search Big Lens on Facebook. One word, I guess, or
Two words.
Two words. Big Lens and put 2017 in there. It'll probably come right up there for you. What is it like? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On the culmination.
Thank you so much.
A great deal. I don't want to ask, are you local or did you guys come from afar to go to Wright State Film
I'm
School?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Right on.
Or Dearborn, right outside of Detroit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you?
I am from Southeast Ohio, Marietta, about 40 miles south of Athens.
All
up
right.
There, so.
All right. So had you known about the film school long before you ever came here? And was that something that you had on your horizon?
I had gone to this like film camp when I was in high school,
such
my junior year of high school.
Glorious film nerd.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. I'm such a nerd. Every time I tell people I went to film camp, they're
the
like, wow,
camp.
You're such a nerd. Like,
yeah.
But
Rebel
one of my,
it.
Yeah, I yeah. do. But one of my TAs at the film camp actually recommended Wright State to me, and so that was the summer before my senior year of high school. So immediately when I got home, I started doing my research for film school, and I found
Wright
State.
Made it happen.
I was living in Columbus, and my acting instructor told me about the Wright State film program. And when I'm not an actor, by the way, I'm not a very good one, but I'm so glad that I took the acting class. Yeah, because I was able to learn about Wright State. And I got a late start. You know, I dropped out of college when I was 18, like
What do you mean dropped out of college? Just when you start,
I just quit going.
Quit going.
I was
done.
I wasn't ready, like most, you know, 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
And when I was 29, I was like, man, I'm going to be 30 soon, and something's got to give here. And after serving tables all through my 20s, I decided to go back to school. I moved here, didn't know a single person, found roommates on Craigslist, and here I am now. So,
see?
Best decision I ever made.
I love it. Well, good on you. Again, what a momentous time this is for you. Congratulations
thank
on
you.
Getting to the finish line. And
thank you.
Yeah,
it's been
a long 4 years.
I'm sure it has. Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to this. If people wanted to go and it sold out, which I suspect it will, is there another place that people can go to see your collected works, or would they just go to Wright State?
As of right now, we don't have anything else planned. But I'm sure if there is a demand for it, we could probably set up a second screening at Wright State.
Yeah.
But,
oh, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be lovely. Yeah. If there was a demand for it, absolutely.
For the student body. Mm-hmm. So you can show off to your brethren. Yeah.
After Big Lens, then we'll start submitting to film festivals all across the country and stuff. And eventually it'll... And if one of us are lucky, it'll get bought by somebody.
Yeah.
But if not, it'll be available on Vimeo or YouTube or something.
Mm-hmm. Some way to get it.
Somewhere down the road it'll be.
Or you can always just contact us individually. And we can.
That's also true.
You know what? I'll put a link up right now on WISO's Facebook page, and we'll have a link to this audio a few days from now. Keep searching back at wyso.org. Christopher Blazevich.
Yes, ma'am.
Four times. I got
That's
it.
That's right.
Four times.
That's
Christopher Blazevich. Congratulations. Thank you so much for coming today. And Kara Lynch, good job. Well done, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.